Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 2 cents, July beans up 4 1/4 cents, and July wheat down a penny and a quarter. Currently, we've got crude oil down $1 a barrel again on its lows. We've got the U.S. dollar 28 ticks higher. Metals are just slightly higher here this morning. The government announced that we sold 60,000 metric tons of old crop beans to unknown, 203,000 metric tons of new crop beans to unknown. That could be a little bit supportive, but it's basically all about the reports today. I think the corn will be just a little bit friendly, but on this kind of a rally, I'm not so sure it's going to hold, particularly with the forecast looking absolutely perfect, in my opinion. Warm weather, rains, it's hot, like in western Nebraska, some other places along the plains where they need some heat to dry out this wheat. The Midwest, we have one warm day, 93 to 95. And then we're right back into the 80s, plenty of rain for next week. So, you know, I think this is a great opportunity to buy some puts on the corn market. The bean market, if we see a carryout for 16, 17 under 260, will most likely rally the market. I don't see how they're going to make a change that big this time of year. I agree with some of the other analysts that say it's unlikely that they're going to have big changes out here. Again, with the funds long, in my opinion, record amounts of beans out here, with the weather perfect, can we justify, even at a 250 or 260 carryout, can we justify $12 beans out here, knowing that we're going to have another probably 2 million extra acres of beans on the June 30th report? You know, I think the pros would love to sell it higher here on some kind of a knee-jerk reaction, make a new high, and maybe even see a turnaround day today here today. So, you know, I think it's got to be something exceptionally bullish to rally it and to keep it there for the rest of the day. But we shall see. Wheat, if the funds are done buying the wheat and they've covered their shorts in here, the wheat's vulnerable as we head into the brunt of the harvest here over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Again, obviously, if the beans rally, it's going to be hard to keep corn and wheat down. But I'm really getting kind of skeptical. I think we've come an awful long way very quickly here, and we've really adjusted prices. We've attracted bean acres. So I just don't see that this thing is going to continue to hold out here. But we'll see. If we get a bullish report, we're off to the races again. And if we close it higher here today, we'll probably have, you know, another couple of weeks till we get to the end of the month of higher prices. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.